small business in Canada is probably one of the areas with the most growth. And I think the banks have noticed that, financial institutions have noticed that, and so they're investing in that area. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast. I'm here today with Taylor Hallahan, a small business advisor.
Hi, Mo. Thank you for having me.
Hi. So tell us about your background.
So I've been in the financial industry for the last 5 years, held three different roles as a financial advisor, a mortgage specialist, and a small business advisor. Predominantly focused on lending, but financial solution that sort of takes into account a customer's full financial picture and goal. Including retirement and growing their business.
Cool. Yeah. So we work with realtors, and this is to educate realtors on really how to be successful. So what would be advice that you would give to people who are paid commission?
Exactly, yeah. So commission-based, very similar to a business for self. You're running your own business. Depending on where you are in that process, if you're just starting out, if you're established, the advice would differ. But I think taking a look at what you're currently paying, what you're currently doing in terms of banking fees, costs, being aware of how much is coming in and out of your accounts, these are all very important things that I think a lot of people overlook, especially at the beginning when they're just trying to get out there and win some business, right?
Yeah. So if we could take the approach of someone who's just started, what kind of advice? What should they look for?
Exactly. First thing they should look for is a strong advisor.
Yes.
Someone to help them, guide them through the first initial steps. Opening bank accounts, credit cards, operating lines, those are the first things you'll want to do before you get out there and start winning business. Obviously, everyone's here to provide good advice, but we also want to get paid, make sure everything is set up correctly in order to have our inflows and outflows operating correctly.
Okay, and then once someone is established and making money, what do they look for at that
exactly.
point?
Exactly, so when you're established and you know, making consistent income, you're not worried necessarily. I mean, we're always worried about bringing a new business, but I'm not worried about having that consistency. You want to start looking towards a savings strategy, an investment strategy that can prepare for retirement. Mm-hmm. Typically, a lot of business owners, more commission-based customers, will leave everything in the business. They won't actually pay themselves and set anything aside for retirement. And it could be as simple as just setting aside a pre-authorized contribution, $500, $600 a month makes a massive difference in the long run.
Okay. And then once they have everything sorted out, what else is next? What's the next level at that point?
I mean, as from a financial perspective, as their partner, we just want to make sure that we're not overcharging them. There's always new products, new promotions. That's our job to reach out to you guys and say, hey, listen, I think maybe we should tweak a couple of things. Sometimes it's even the scenario where the bank or the financial institution will actually pay you to bank with them at a certain level. So really we want to get you there and then make sure that you're in the right type of products so that you can optimize your business.
Yeah. Do you have any other day-to-day advice, something people should be looking for?
I think being more familiar with the online banking world, the platforms that they have nowadays to self-serve banking.
Yes.
They're definitely pushing people towards that. And the more comfortable you are in that space, the easier it is to facilitate doing anything and everything at any time of day, as opposed to relying traditionally on, you know, say if I'm not there, for example, or I'm on vacation, what can I do to get things done? There's always other avenues, and most of the time you can do it online.
Yeah, cool. And then what's the one thing you would say to someone to look for or to start thinking about if they have no background, no information?
In terms of if they have no business background or no...
Yeah, no business background, they just want to...
I would suggest checking out one of the financial institutions' websites that have a business plan.
Okay.
It's sort of the best way to get a real sense of what things would look like to project out your first 2 years if you're about to start, whatever it is, because they have some pretty in-depth questions, some research that requires you to figure out what the market would look like, what your place in that market would look like, and really identify whether or not that's something you think you can successfully do.
Cool. And do you have any education podcast books, anything that you read or do you would recommend?
You know what, right now I'm not really reading anything in particular education-wise or financial-wise.
Yeah.
To be honest, the last book that I read, I just reread George Orwell's 1984. So I think when it comes to taking your mind off things,
reading.
I like to sometimes stay away from the stuff that I deal with every day. So it's always good to read something light or fictional.
So, okay, cool. Yeah. So tell us about what is your typical day? What does your typical day look like?
So typical day would start off with overdraft reports. So you know, when you know businesses have money coming in and out, some days a lot more comes out than comes in. We get a report, and obviously we do our best to help out customers to make sure that you know what they're going to cover, or they're going to make sure the money's coming in shortly. We'll make sure that everything clears the account for them. And then next step would be preparing for the day. So typically you'll have 3 or 4 meetings in that day. You'll want to make sure that you have everything prepped in advance for those meetings, because the 3 or 4 booked meetings could turn into 7 or 8 walk-in booked meetings, and there's no time to prepare. So making sure you're ready for the meetings, and then following up with phone calls, emails, anything that was from the few days previous that you have to catch up on.
Cool. Very good.
Yeah.
And then what are you excited about in the future?
Lots to be excited about in the future. In terms of small business worlds, there's a lot of cool things that they're focusing on. I think small business in Canada is probably one of the areas with the most growth. And I think the banks have noticed that, financial institutions have noticed that, and so they're investing in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine that there's going to be a lot of cool new products available to small business owners that that weren't previously.
Yeah. Do you have any specific investment advice that you would give, like where to look for, what to do?
Investment advice for small business
owners? For small business owners, realtors.
Yeah. I think that depends on their comfort level.
Yeah.
And what they prefer to invest in. So some realtors are very comfortable investing in the market.
Yes.
And some realtors are very comfortable investing in real estate.
Yes.
So you've got sort of a, you know, a split or I guess a spectrum of both.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the most conservative thing to say would be to diversify your portfolio, have a little bit of everything. But again, it's whatever you are most comfortable with. I usually recommend that that's going to be the best investment option for you, because you're not constantly worried about checking it every day or worried about managing a property every day. So whatever you're most comfortable with.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.